The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Spencer Davis Group with Joe Piscopo. Good morning. It is Friday, June 21st. Happy summer. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. We are around the country, around the world. We appreciate you checking in. We're going to go to Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis shortly, and we're going to talk about what's going on with Iran. Michael Caputo, longtime Republican political consultant, former Donald Trump campaign aide, apparently he will comment on Roger Stone, apparently, and this is what these prosecutors are saying, may have violated a gag order. Roger Stone, we were going to hear what Michael Caputo says about that, because this whole Mueller, because the Mueller probe, in my opinion, was such a bust and such a failure and such a disgrace and such an embarrassment, the entire Mueller probe, can't they just release everybody that was tainted, the collateral damage that was caused by this ridiculous witch hunt? Can't you just say that, okay, that's it, everybody's free, everybody's out, no indictments, we failed, our mistake. Ugh. So Michael Caputo will comment on all of that as we go into the 7 o'clock hour. Jeffrey Lyons will tell you what films you might want to see. Mike Gallagher is on the show as well. Andrew McKenna is going to check in. The big news, of course, is did we just skirt war with Iran? What is Iran doing? Why are they sucking us in? And don't misconstrue that nothing is happening, because I know, and from what I'm doing research on this, that there is apparently and I told you this before, this comes from ABC News. And when mainstream media kind of puts out something that that makes sense, that Iran is taunting us. And this reading from ABC News, if I can, rocket attacks on American and Turkish oil facilities in southern Iraq, which may have been carried out by Iranian-backed militias, are the latest example of how Iraq finds itself in the middle of increasing tensions between the U.S. and Iran. So Iran is taunting us. They're going after us. And that's why they're torpedoing ships. They're shooting down drones. And, you know, my initial reaction as a proud American is to take them out, Mr. President, take them out. Mother of all bombs, boom. But they're pulling us in, and it's a concerted effort, and they're very, very shrewd in Iran. But what is really upsetting is that they have that $150 billion with a B dollars that was handed over by the Obama administration. $150 billion. And now they're playing us for the, they think we're fools. So the president apparently was going to go in, and now he's not going in. And Frankie, don't they keep that $150 billion? Don't they still keep that money?
Well, you can bet they're not giving it back. Yeah, that's for sure.
Can we give it back? Hey, we can make the request to have it back. $150 billion. I mean, and so anyway, so the fact of the matter is the president was going to go in. Now he's not going in. So do we know where we are? And I know Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis and Andrew McKenna will break that down for us. But where are we that you're seeing on these news stories, Frank?
Well, so we can only go really by what the president said yesterday and by what's being publicly reported. So yesterday he indicated noted that, one, that the American drone was, in fact, over international airspace, not over Iranian airspace, as the Iranians are claiming. And he, it was interesting, he said that he had a feeling, and I can play you the audio a little later if you want to hear it, but he, the president said he had a feeling, this is what's so great, this is a direct quote from the president: "I have a feeling I may be wrong and I may be right, but I'm right a lot. I have a feeling that it was I have a feeling that it was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did. I'm not just talking that the country made a mistake. I think somebody under the command of that country made a mistake. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it. I would imagine it was a general or somebody that made a mistake in shooting that drone down." Yeah, now, this goes hand in hand with what I said yesterday, which is I would be shocked if either the tanker attack or this drone attack was ordered by the political leadership in Iran, Hassan Rouhani. This could easily have been something that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard under General Salami did on their own. So the president seemed to be of the same view.
Stop. See, Frank is trying to be serious here. Come on. He's a general. He's a commander general, whatever.
That's not his real name.
They made that name up. It is.
No, they did that to annoy morning radio hosts. They really did.
Who? Hossein Salami.
I mean, really. The jokes really write themselves. If his name was Genoa Salami, I'd be...
You know, here's a guy, when he probably thought...
Mohammed Bershutom. I am the new general.
How could you be named after a meat that they don't eat? I don't get that. How does the patriarch of the family, when the family was created, you're Salami. Okay. I mean,
He might be from Italy, this guy. No,
I'm guessing not. But here's a guy that when he probably thought when he became the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the commander-in-chief, he probably thought, hey, I'm finally going to get some respect now. When he shot down an American drone, he finally thought he was going to get some respect. Little did he know.
Little did he know that cured meats make a funny joke.
Cured meats.
Can you imagine this guy back in his den? Bring me all the cured meats. We've shot down the drone. That's it. Oh, man.
The prosciutto, I want that. What was the other one you said?
Mortadella.
Not General Salami.
Genoa
Salami.
Genoa Salami, yeah.
That was good. That was great.
Drawing a hard line, General Salami. You know, a hard salami, hard line.
Oh, man. He's gonna release all of what he's going to do to the United States in small slices.
Oh, jeez.
The news from Iran.
You send a half a pound there, a quarter of a pound there, a slice thin.
The news will come in pounds and slices on nice white paper. You'll get that from Iran from Genesis.
Sir, we have a contact. What is it? It looks like baloney.
Imagine us in a press conference with General Salami.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. They cut our heads off.
Am I funny? I make you laugh like a clown? I make you laugh. What is wrong with you? My name? I am General Salami. My name.
I'll attack that drone for 7,000. That's it. Oh, no.
Can I have some mustard on that salami there, General?
Joe, you realize if we were at that press conference, you and Morano, Frank would live. The two of us would have our heads taken off.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It really would. Oh, God bless him. But listen, it's no laughing matter, but I think the president seems to have the matter in hand. But I don't know. My instinct is to take him out. But, boy, you could see them just taunting us, Frankie Five Boroughs, just taunting us on these little things to go into another war.
Well, thankfully, I think the president is too smart to get involved in another war here. As our friend Colonel Douglas McGregor said on Tucker Carlson last night, wars destroy presidencies. And, you have... some people within the president's administration that are spoiling for a fight, that seem like they're itching for another Middle Eastern war. And the president, it seems determined, and he said this publicly yesterday, that he doesn't want to do this. Now, it doesn't help the fact that we've escalated things a bit with these sanctions and that we've sent 1,000 more troops there and kept 1,500 more troops in Syria. But what the president said yesterday, he said, look, I said, I want to get out of these endless wars. I campaigned on that. I want to get out. We've been in Afghanistan for 19 years. As you know, we've reduced very substantially in Afghanistan, and we're pulling back out of Syria. We're pulling a lot of people back, but this is a new wrinkle, a new fly in the ointment. What happened? So we'll see what happens going forward. But I just hope that, you know, the president, there seems to be a lot of battle within the administration itself about how to confront Iran. And, you know, the president seems to want to talk with Iran. But Iran, unlike Kim Jong-un in North Korea, doesn't seem, after we pulled out of the nuclear deal, to want to have much in the way of conversation with us.
Yeah, interesting. I can't stop the...
What's the matter? What's the matter?
General Salami, he comes with the Bureau of Cured Meats. That's what this guy is from. Look. So, but we don't know. So we're waiting and we see what's going on, Frankie, right? We wait. We see. I guess we're at a standstill here. You know, it was interesting what happened with the... when they shut down this... literally this... the Senate moving to reject President Trump's arms sales to Saudi Arabia. That was interesting because that was like, you know, for the Democrats and Republicans to work together. They worked together on this. Several Republicans joined Democrats in approving a series of resolutions, and now it goes to the House. But the president can override this, Frankie Fiburo?
I don't believe so, but a lot of people in the president's administration believe that he does. So I think this is going to be something that probably ends up in the courts, and we'll see what happens. I mean, Saudi Arabia, as I've said before, if you want to know what ISIS would look like, if it was a country, it would look exactly like Saudi Arabia. And I applaud the Republicans in the Senate and the Democrats in the House for doing the right thing here and not saying we're not going to sell weapons to what amounts to a terrorist dictatorship, which is exactly what Saudi Arabia is.
Yeah, but I don't. I think if ISIS took over, there would be like caves and destruction all over. The Saudis, you know, are in the 21st century. I think, but maybe if not,
but people in the 21st century don't execute people for sorcery. Right. They don't have weekly beheadings. They don't execute people for being gay.
But I mean, as far as the you know, the state of the art of everything, of their military, of everything else. I don't disagree with you that maybe they should be questioned, but they're using this murder of Khashoggi, who they're calling a Washington Post columnist here, you know, we talked about throwing on the air, Frankie, about the war in Yemen that's the Saudis are backing. That's like a war between two tribal groups, really, is what that is, correct?
Well, two sects of Islam, right? So you have the Houthis, who are backed by the Iranians, and you have the government in Yemen, which controls most of the government in Yemen. They're Sunnis. They're backed by the Saudis. And that's one of the reasons it's so dangerous to escalate things with Iran, because Iran does two things that are very important to American interests. One, they kill ISIS fighters. There is nobody except for Vladimir Putin and Bashar al-Assad, other than the United States, that has killed more ISIS fighters than Iran. The other thing they do is that they're really our only partner in the Middle East in propping up the American-backed government in Iraq. The government in Iraq really has two major allies, the United States and Iran. So if we do something to destabilize Iran, and look, they're an Islamic theocracy as well, then, you know, we really jeopardize everything they're doing to fight ISIS and everything they're doing to help prop up our government in Iraq.
Yeah, very interesting. And the way everything appears isn't really the way it is, you know. And there's so much that's going on that we don't know about. So 877-970-2999, give us a call on our balance.
But the president said he's going to veto that Senate resolution. He indicated that he's going to veto that, and it doesn't appear that either in the House or the Senate there are enough votes to override the president's veto on the prohibition of selling weapons to Saudi Arabia.
And we give them state-of-the-art, complete state-of-the-art weapons. There isn't second generation, third generation, and maybe we put in some kind of devices that we could keep track of them the way the Chinese do to us. Just a question there.
I don't know, but I don't think they'd be buying weapons that, you know, from us that would have those sorts of devices. And you know, the whole argument in favor of selling weapons to Saudi Arabia are, well, you know, if we don't sell them, then they're going to buy them from Russia or China. Well, the same thing could be said of Iranian oil. If we're not buying Iranian oil, then we're creating an opportunity for, you know, Russia, China and India to buy them. So I really don't subscribe to that we have to sell weapons to this terrorist dictatorship that is completely backwards in every way, or else that's going to be dire economic implications for us. So
that is Frankie Five Boroughs Murano talking. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking in that regard. 877-970-2999. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis will join us. He retired U.S. Army colonel and a very, very bright man on military affairs, analyst for SRN News, author of the book Alliance of Evil, and we'll talk to the colonel about that coming up momentarily. First, we will go live and local onto the streets of New York and surrounding areas at 20 minutes after 7 o'clock with Debbie Duhaime. How you doing, Debbie? Good weekend planned?
Yes, I'm supposed to go see Kiss Me, Kate on Broadway on Saturday night, and then tonight I'm supposed to meet a bunch of friends, go out dancing, have some fun. Yeah,
dancing, Debbie.
You know, I've been practicing my salsa dancing. I told you, I've been practicing, and you know, it's
with
good
that
exercise.
Red dress on. Oh yeah, that's great. Did you get it down? Did you get the salsa steps down and everything? It's not easy.
I'm way beginner still. I'm very basic. I'm not that great, but I'm trying. It's good exercise.
You got
to
send us a video of that.
No way. Absolutely not. Maybe in about 5 years when I get better.
Not yet.
You? What about you? Running
down
the
shore. We were going to go down the shore. I'm going to make sure mom's okay. We're just, and we may try to head down the shore this weekend. Hey, 20 minutes after 7, Debbie's out there looking out for you traffic-wise right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's see what's happening on the PATH trains. We're seeing delays Newark to World Trade, Journal Square to 33rd. It's all due to some ongoing flooding problems. Also, delays on the Uptown A, C, and E trains with switching problems. Delays reported on the 4 with signal problems as well. We've had problems all morning over on 495. 495 eastbound approaching the Lincoln Tunnel. All lanes remain blocked. It's police department activity. Extensive delays from Route 3 and the Turnpike at least an hour, maybe more. Holland 30, GWB 45 minutes in. Traffic is moving slowly as you take a ride to 46 westbound, getting out through Totowa. That's an accident involving a motorcycle. And watch for delays on the eastbound BQE at Cadman Plaza. Some flooding to deal with there. Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge, lower level into Queens, an accident. And over on the LIE westbound, heavy through the BQE with ongoing road work. Rain today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today.
Mike Gallagher is astonished by Joe Biden.
Can you fathom how desperate you have to be as a presidential candidate who sees your front-running status kind of evaporating? It's like sand through his fingers. And he literally said, when I'm president, we'll cure cancer.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, two former executives of office rental company WeWork are suing their former employer, accusing the company of age discrimination. Its former human resources executive says in a complaint filed in New York State Court, they pay wages highly skewed in favor of men. She says after she raised the issue, she was put on leave and the company moved to terminate her. WeWork denies the allegations. Consumer Reports is out with its reliability ranking of large appliances. The top rating goes to Speed Queen, which only makes washers and dryers. When expanded to brands that make all appliances, LG came out on top, followed by Bosch, GE, and Kenmore. Wall Street rallying yesterday with the anticipation the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates if necessary. The Dow was up 249, the NASDAQ added 64, and the S&P was up 27 to a record. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Tom Graham.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I managed 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis will join us momentarily. I wanted to tell you, you got 5 minutes. I'm going to give you past 7:30. You got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes. I always tell you this, but maybe this morning you do this, you know what I'm saying? 855-621-9949. You get that free multi-point inspection. It's free. I love the word free. Thank you. Free oil change, free filter from Route 22 Toyota. You know, you go in there, and if you're one of the first five callers, next 5 minutes, and as you're getting your free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter from Route 22 Toyota, you check out that huge showroom. It's the largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey, and you're going to love the people there, because that's what I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. I know Iggy. Iggy, one of the truly great guys I've ever met, Iggy Giuffre, you know, and Carmelo and Chester and Wendy, and they took care of Frankie and Mike Gallagher and my sister Carol over there. They're going to take care of you the same way. Plus, Alex Kinsella, he's a great young man. He can give you the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. We love telling you about Route 22 Toyota, you know, and you got to check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Now, all European models are excluded, but if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, you get a free filter, and a free oil change from Route 22 Toyota. Here is the number you know you want to call this morning, 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949, Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
728 with Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970. The Answer. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, retired U.S. Army colonel, is our go-to guy in military affairs. He's a military affairs analyst for SRN News. The book from Colonel McGinnis is Alliance of Evil, Russia, China, and the United States, a New Cold War. Colonel, welcome back to the show, and thanks so much for taking the time this morning, sir.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're a little confused, and we appreciate you being our go-to military analyst, Lieutenant Colonel. There are reports today that the president approved a retaliatory strike on Iran and then changed his mind. Do we know if this is true, sir?
Well, we don't know with certitude that it's true. Of course, he met with his National Security Council and his
congressional advisors last evening. And if you believe the New York Times, they reported that at 7:30, the president called off what had been an order to strike Iranian targets. Frankly, I think that's a wise decision, Joe, if in fact it was something that we were moving forward with. Clearly, the Iranians were looking for an excuse. They've been poking the giant for weeks now, whether it's through bombing or mining oil tankers, or it's by attacking oil lines, or by launching Katusa rockets at our embassy. They want to create a pretext so that they can have a broader conflict, because they want distraction from the real pain they're creating domestically because of our economic sanctions. And of course, you've seen President Rouhani that's traveled and met with Vladimir Putin and President Xi and gained their favor and condemnation of what the U.S. is saying and doing in the region. So, you know, I think we may have dodged a bullet at this point. Now, that doesn't mean that in the future we shouldn't strike back and strike back hard. But we first have to make certain that we understand U.S. national security interests, not the interests of the Saudis, not the interests of the Kuwaitis, but what are our national interests there? And then if they're truly at stake, we need to take the appropriate action.
Colonel, apparently some congressional leaders were briefed on the Iran situation at the White House yesterday. Do we know what they were told?
Well, yeah, certainly one of the pieces that they were discussing, Joe, was much like the Air Force commander for U.S. Central Command explained that the drone that was shot down was indeed 21 miles outside of Iranian airspace, that they used a surface-to-air missile to down it. And then, of course, the foreign minister of Iran claims that debris was collected from that downing inside Iranian territory. Well, I think the radar spots and our own tracking, you know, will validate that the U.S. was correct in saying it was outside of Iranian airspace. That has never stopped the Iranians from exercising malign behavior. They do it all over the region and have for 40 years. You know, 241 of our Marines were in Lebanon, not in Iran, when they were killed by Iranian proxies. We continue to see this type of behavior, and I think that we will. I believe that the strategy the president is following is to try to undermine the likes of the Ayatollah, his mullah supporters, his radical IRGC, so that domestically they begin to, you know, distance themselves, much like we saw in the 2009 Green Revolution. Now, we would like the Iranian people to uprise against their own regime. Otherwise, we'll continue to see this type of behavior, and it will keep, you know, the entire region in a tinderbox.
Did you hear Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis with Piscopo at 7:32 on AM 970, the answer? And the president said maybe this was some kind of rogue general that shot down this drone. Do you buy that, sir?
Well, General Soleimani made a statement. He runs the Quds Force, the IRGC, the people that are basically the execution arm of the Ayatollah, which is the power center there in Tehran. No, I don't really believe that's the case. I believe that the Quds Force knew exactly what they're doing. This is part of a campaign, a broader campaign across the entire Middle East. They're trying to ratchet up the tension. They really want, as I said earlier, Joe, a pretext. Yes. They want the U.S. to be put into a corner. And then, of course, they've already gained the support of the Russians and the Chinese to go against us.
You know, Colonel, and thanks for staying with us, but I'm personally, full transparency, a bit of a hawk. You know, I say if they're going to come at us, if they're going to taunt us, take them out, take them out. But it's better to be reserved and to pull back, because they're taunting us now, teasing us now, trying to suck us into this vortex. And a lot of us are very skeptical because of the weapons of mass destruction fiasco in regards to Iraq. So it's best to say right now to stand down and just not to engage in any manner. That's what you're suggesting, Colonel, yes?
Absolutely, Joe. You know, I was fooled back in 2003 when I went through briefings on WMD in Iraq, and I really knew better. And I'm not going to be fooled this time. You know, we need to be very, very careful about putting our young men and women and our nation in a very tenuous situation. You know, unless the president can provide a compelling reason as to why our national interests are at stake here. If Iran has a nuclear weapon that's pointed at, you know, one of our major cities, that's a different proposition. But I want to have compelling evidence that that's the case before we launch more thousands of Americans to their death in a faraway country. War is not something that's pretty. We've had a lot of it over the last two decades. We don't have an appetite for another.
And Colonel, before we let you go, sir, if I may, tell us, if you would, about this vote by the U.S. Senate to block arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Was that the right move, sir?
Well, it's political, like a lot of things. We have been selling things to the Saudis for decades and decades. It's not going to stop the Saudis from acquiring weapons to launch back at the Houthis that are proxies of Iran and next-door Yemen. They can use our weapons or Chinese or Russian weapons. They're still going to war. And I think that given that we have a major footprint with hundreds of Americans there in Riyadh, we train their National Guard, we maintain their equipment, either we pull out totally and wipe our hands clean of the Saudis, or we're there to be of some assistance. We can guide them. And they may listen a good part of the time. They won't always listen to us. But we need to be pragmatic about this and not as political as we tend to be.
Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, we just love having you on the show, sir. Please come back soon and keep us posted if you would be so kind to do that.
Well, thank you, Joe. Have a great day.
Thank you, Colonel. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis has this book. The book is Alliance of Evil, Russia, China, the United States in New Cold War. And the Colonel, United States Army Colonel, Military Affairs Analyst for SRN News. All right, and give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. 877-970-2999. On our Balance of Nature phone lines, we will turn political, talking about political, Colonel. We'll be talking political with Michael Caputo. You don't want to miss that coming up right here on Piscopo in the Morning, but a Big Al standing by with the headline news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
69 degrees at 737. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Both the State Senate and Assembly of New Jersey are agreeing on a nearly $40 billion budget, but it remains to be seen if Governor Murphy will sign it as is. Lawmakers passed the budget yesterday, but minus Murphy's proposed tax hike on people making more than $1 million a year. The governor has warned he would take corrective action against the budget if it didn't provide the revenue he intended, which could mean line item vetoes. Other things Murphy proposed that legislators nixed, including hikes in gun purchase permit costs and funding the governor wanted for free community college. New York City officials are making changes to school safety policies. Mayor de Blasio and schools chancellor Richard Carranza introduced a plan saying it's aimed at reducing police presence in schools. The city is limiting the circumstances under which NYPD officers can enter schools, especially in cases of minor offenses that can hopefully be handled by school staff. Included in these types of offenses are marijuana possession, disorderly conduct, spitting, and graffiti. In sports, as expected, the Knicks selected Duke forward R.J. Barrett with the third pick in the NBA draft last night. The Nets traded the 17th and 27th overall picks to the Hawks and Clippers, respectively. Brooklyn then selected Georgia center Nicholas Claxton with the 31st pick, which was the first pick of round two. The Yankees beat the Astros 10-6 at the stadium, while the Cubs over the Mets in Chicago 7-3. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Major problems over on 495 East getting out toward Kennedy Boulevard heading into the Lincoln Tunnel, but it looks like police department activity was just clear, but delays are extensive on Route 3. Delays go way back past the Meadowlands to Route 21. A tough ride on the northbound eastern spur of the New Jersey Turnpike as well into 495. Inbound Holland, that's going to be 30 minutes in from both approaches. Up at the GWB, still an hour. It's pretty busy right now as you head to the eastbound Gowanus getting up toward the Belt Merge. That's an accident. accident to deal with. And watch for slowdowns on the Sheridan right at Westchester Ave, accident over in the Bronx. Sponsored by Indeed.com. Indeed used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Rain today, high of 79. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Looking for a fun and exciting first day of summer? Come to Casa Belvedere's Taste of Italy Bocce Fest Tournament Sunday, June 23rd for a fun-filled day of activities for the entire family. Take in the spectacular views of the Verrazano Bridge in New York Harbor while playing the quintessential Italian game of bocce. Do you play? Buy a ticket to join the tournament, which starts at 9 a.m. If you don't play, no problem. You can purchase a spectator ticket and enjoy various food vendors, live entertainment, and lots of activities for the kids starting at noon. Purchase your tournament or spectator ticket at www.casa.com. Belvedere.org or call 718-273-7660 for more information. It wouldn't be a Taste of Italy event without dinner. The grand finale chef station dinner in the beautiful Casa Belvedere mansion starts at 3 p.m. for those that purchase dinner tickets. While you dine, enjoy singer Stephen Maglio performing Frank Sinatra hits. To purchase tickets for any combination of events, go to www.casa-belvedere.org. For general event information, call 718-273-7660.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, the manufacturers of Fenfen, Vioxx, Resilin, Avandia, Firestone Tires, and Talc hate our guest, but we think you'll love him. He's Richard Meadow, a passionate protector of your health and well-being. Tom Girardi talks with him about what's going on between drug companies and physicians and what information you should have access to about your doctor. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970 The Answer.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. 7:41 right now. Michael Caputo standing by. He's going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you about Durasand. It's, this is the best product for hand sanitizers, wipes, foamers, sprays. And it not only does it just sanitize your hand, it conditions your hand, protects your skin for up to, you ready for this? 24 hours. Durasand. It's water-based. It's non-toxic. You know, we joke about me using Durasand and everything. I am telling, remember when I bit my lip yesterday and Al started getting on my case because he says, oh, you're spraying Durasand in your mouth? My lip is healed. I'm just saying. This is not a clinical study. The FDA listens, I know. And it's not a clinical study, but I sprayed the Durasand inside my, it cured, what am I going to tell you? It cured it. If I have a cut, I spray Durasand on my cut. It's healed because within Durasand are the same properties as like Neosporin, you know? But Durasand they have an antimicrobial hand soap that's FDA approved. Again, you could, if you're in a health organization, like if you're a big health organization, if you have a big office, I invite you to call Durasand at 844-DURISAN, D-U-R-I-S-A-N, or 844-387-4726. Listen to your pal Joe on the radio, please. This is the company that's going to be the, you know all those other hand sanitizers? Forget them. They're all alcohol-based. They just, for a second, they sanitize your hand, and then it's done in like 10 seconds. You got to call Durasand. You'll get 20% off when you mention the Piscopo Show. But you may want to sanitize your whole office. You may want to put all, like we did at my Retro Fitness down in Flemington, New Jersey. We put Durasand in everything. The wipes, we put Joe Giovanello came down and sanitized the entire gym, you know, just to be safe. I'm telling you, you want to call 844-DURASAND or go to Durasand.com, Durasand.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time, but I want to remind you, please, if you'll get 20% off when you mention Piscopo, and if you have an office, you have a health, one of these big healthcare organizations, check out Durasand. It's the new cutting edge of sanitizing everything. I know this because I'm a germaphobe. I've researched it, and Durasand is the new hand sanitizer for the 21st century. 844-387-4726 or Durasan.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Michael Caputo, longtime Republican political consultant, former Donald Trump campaign aide, Roger Stone associate, Army veteran. Hey, Michael, welcome back to the show. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Joe?
Well, we're okay, and we appreciate you joining us because I know how hectic life can be. And now we had Roger on just the other day, and how outrageous is this attempt to throw your friend Roger Stone in prison because of this gag order or something? What's going on? Why won't this go away, Michael?
Well, I think in the end, we have to realize that the denizens of the Mueller investigation, whatever's left of it, are bound and determined to destroy Roger Stone just like they've destroyed Paul Manafort. Only this time, no crimes were committed. Roger Stone did nothing wrong. So, you know, as their case is not shaping up, as their logic is falling apart, they're determined to pull him into prison. And in my, you know, from my perspective, the idea that Roger Stone cannot post filings from his attorneys. We've gotten to a very strange place in this country.
It's how scary is this? And now, and when the Russia collusion, this whole Mueller probe situation, Michael Caputo, when it just really is a witch hunt, like the president says, it's there's nothing there. Yet Manafort still is in prison. Man, you still had all those legal bills. You had Hope Hicks is now testifying. Why can't there be somebody just go, look, this thing didn't work. Everybody is off the hook. Nobody's indicted. I mean, wouldn't that be the right, just thing to do, Michael?
You know, I'll tell you, this is where we are now in America. I think I mentioned this to you before. You know, in 2016, 2017, the Democrats were wringing their hands over how Russia had you know, meddled in our elections and that the Trump campaign had coordinated them meddling. Russia, Russia, Russia. Joe, we live in Russia now. Our Department of Justice is out of control. They've been out of control for a while. And the one thing that I can tell you and your listeners, you know, we were all waiting for the Inspector General's report at the Department of Justice, Inspector General Horowitz. I don't think anything much is going to come of that. We've all been waiting for a report out of Salt Lake, the U.S. attorney there, who was assigned to investigate the FBI's spy sent into the Trump campaign. I expect nothing out of that. But without telling you why, I can tell you this. U.S. Attorney Durham out of Connecticut is on the job, totally on the job. My attorney tried to communicate with the previous two people I spoke to you about. Yeah. No reply, not even a reply. Now, yeah. I'll tell you what, Durham's on the job.
Yeah, that I tell you what, that is some solace indeed. And I know you've told us that you're not allowed to talk with Roger anymore, Roger Stone. He was on the show yesterday, by the way. But something tells me if you were, you would be at the fundraiser in Staten Island tomorrow night, wouldn't you? Are you going to go to that thing, or are you just not allowed to go, Michael?
I'd have to valet park cars if I did it, because I'm not allowed to speak to Roger, and I don't want to be in the same room. It's not my, you know. My attorney advised me not to speak to Roger for Roger's sake, and Roger's attorneys have ordered him not to do that as well. I wouldn't go in the same zip code as Roger Stone just so these crazed investigators don't try and prove that somehow or another we met behind a building somewhere and shared a smoke.
Yeah,
you know, it's really over the top. It's almost like God is pissed off at America and has decided to destroy us all. The Department of Justice is out of control. I'm praying that the U.S. Attorney Durham out of Connecticut does the work that he's been asked to do and proves to us that the investigators who went after Donald Trump were, frankly, absolutely out of control. And this attitude of the Department of Justice continues.
Yeah, it's true. So in essence, and just to reiterate, prosecutors are demanding that a defendant not even publicly post his lawyer's legal briefs in a case. That's what happened with Roger, correct?
It is. And, you know, Judge Berman has been tough on Manafort and even tough on Roger, but she's been, you know, kind of straightforward on the law. I'm hoping Judge Berman sees the invalidity of this of this demand from the prosecution and understands they're just out to try and grind Roger Stone into dust.
And getting back to Hope Hicks, Michael Caputo, we appreciate your time, man, and all that you went through, Michael, really. What is your take on that House Judiciary Committee and the way Nadler calls her Miss Lewandowski? I mean, how insulting was that, man?
I got to tell you, this has gone off the rails, obviously. And Nadler is grasping at straws, just grinding his gears, trying so much to get a bite out of this Russia hoax.
Yep.
To get a bite out of this obstruction hoax. And from my perspective, Hope Hicks cooperated as much as she could considering the law. And you know, I know Hope Hicks. She's a good person. She would never commit a crime, and she would certainly cooperate with proper investigators, you know, for her nation. The problem we have is this. The Judiciary Committee and the House of Representatives is on a tear to impeach the President of the United States. That's why they want Hope Hicks. They want Don McGahn. They want all these people. It's all about impeachment, Joe. It's always been about impeachment, Joe, and it will continue to be about impeachment. Impeachment is, as John McLaughlin used to say, a metaphysical certitude.
Yeah. Before we let you go, Michael, what's the latest with this Eddie Gallagher court-martial in San Diego? What are your thoughts about that, sir?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
As a veteran, I've been watching this closely, and as the president has been talking about pardons of some of these military heroes, I've got to tell you, it's shocking to me, and I think I expect Gallagher to be released, probably soon. Right now, Joe, I'm preparing to go to Washington on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with my friend David Falavia. He's an old, dear friend of mine. He's receiving the Medal of Honor on Tuesday at the White House. I'm going to be in attendance. And I can tell you this. The men I know from the military who live lives of honor are watching the Gallagher thing very closely because, for some reason, the people we send out to fight wars, very difficult and terrible wars, are being accused of fighting wars. That's outrageous.
Yeah. Michael Caputo with us. Mike, tell us about the podcast before we let you go, man. Where can we find you on the podcast?
Sure, my commentary is available on stillstandingradio.com. Stillstandingradio.com. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael Caputo, right there with Piscopo in the morning. 751 with Joe on the radio with Frankie and Al. Debbie standing by with traffic right now, looking out for you on the roads on AM970TheAnswer.com. Good morning, Debbie Duham.
And good morning to you, Joe Piscopo. Let's see what's happening here. That inbound Lincoln Tunnel is still horrible over on 495 eastbound at Kennedy Boulevard. That police department activity cleared, but boy, delays are extensive on Route 3. Delays go back toward the Meadowlands and also the eastern spur of the New Jersey Turnpike getting up toward the Lincoln. Just horrible. If you're heading to the inbound GWV, that's an hour, and at the Holland, at least 35. New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south of 14, it's an accident on the ramp, and do prepare for some delays this morning as you take a ride to the southbound West Side Highway, bumper to bumper down through the 90s because of earlier problems there. Over on the Sheridan Expressway at Westchester Avenue, an accident blocking two lanes in the Bronx. And on the Bronx River Parkway South, right at Allerton Ave, it's an accident over there as well, so watch out for slowdowns. It's still pretty tough on the eastbound BQE getting up toward Cabman Plaza with flooding. Westbound BQE at the Battery Tunnel, more flooding there to deal with. LIE westbound still heavy through the BQE, getting down through that new construction pattern. Delays on the AC and E trains, also on the 4. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow has a big job representing the president.
This investigation has presidential authority granted to it to go to every U.S. intelligence agency and get their cooperation.
This was Crossfire Hurricane. This is the origins of the counterintelligence investigation. And Jordan, it's going to be uncovered. The light is going to be shown on this.
Jay Sekulow live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com. smartthings.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy.com. That's the Smart Way to Buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, and I'm on the air here Saturdays from 9 to 10. The show is Bagels and Broadway, celebrating theater and food in New York and sometimes around the world. On this week's show, actress and content creator Jenny Paul with her upcoming series called Adulting with Jane, melding entertainment, how to do things, and shopping. Also from the company of Come From Away, dialect coach Joel Goldies, and actor Adam B. Jacobs, who'll be performing at Broadway Sings for Pride. All on Saturday's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone. Smaldone.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Thank you very much. 7:55, 5 before 8 o'clock with Joey on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Planning for the future is very important. I know what I'm talking about. Are you and your family protected? If you are not around to make the decisions, who will? So Mama Luke is going to come in and make the decision for you. I swear to goodness gracious, somebody that you never even met. Please, listen to Daddy, all right? You need a will. You need a trust, a power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, and estate plan. You can attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mr. Mike Connors himself on Tuesday, June 25th at the 3 West Club. Right there in Midtown, 3 West 51st Street. Mike will be there live for a free seminar, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And he's going to be on Staten Island at Bocelli Ristorante right on Highland Boulevard, please. That's Thursday, June 27th, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. Now, if you can't make these free seminars, please call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment. Lisa's there and the gals will answer the phone. Bridget and Beth and we got, you know, Rose and everybody else is over there. Kelly and Mr. Mike Connors himself. For free office appointment, you can call 718-238-6500. Do what I did. I said, it took me a while to get there, man. I thought it took so long to say, I got to take care of my financial legacy because everybody wants a piece of you, right? You can protect yourself so you can protect your children by calling Mike Connors, 718-238-6500. Mike Connors always says it best. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lumberger is our marathon man, meteorologist at 7:57. Joe, how are we doing today? Rain and then nice for the weekend, yes?
Yeah. I mean, it's still rainy this morning. There'll be off and on rain showers, and some of that rain is going to come down hard, but yeah, the wind picks up and dries things out this afternoon, and then nothing but sunshine start to finish Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be great this weekend.
Ooh, that is good. Now, how are you feeling, Joey? How are you feeling?
Feeling
Joe took
better.
A tumble
actually,
on his bike.
I feel better today. I feel better.
He went on a 24 hour from when was it, like eight
a.m. Saturday to, well, I stopped at 4:30 Sunday morning when I crash landed.
You crash landed? Did you go head over heels like that? You went like that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Joe, you're unbelievable. Are you breathing better? I worry about
you. I'm breathing better. Yeah, I feel today. I feel like I'm turning a corner. I mean, it's not 100%, but I feel better today.
You're a very strong guy. God bless you, man. I would make a doctor visit. If you're listening, Joe fell, and he feels when he breathes, he has a little pain. I'm saying maybe a rib cracked or something.
I'm undetermined. Determined, I should say. Undeter is the word I want to say.
Undeterred, you got it. Joey, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon about the weather, but take care of yourself. We worry about you, Joey. We worry.
I appreciate it.
All right, couple minutes away from 8 o'clock, 7:58. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you may want to see this weekend. Mike Gallagher will join in. Andrew McKenna as well. We're going to check in, see what's going on with this Iran situation. Are we going to skirt war? Are we going to go into war with Iran? Is this just a ruse? 877-970-2999. Our Balance of Nature phone lines on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
69 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Senate President Steve Sweeney reportedly calling for a Murphy top administration official to resign over the Katie Brennan staffer sex assault allegation. Sweeney called for the governor's chief counsel, Matt Platkin's resignation during a Press of Atlantic City editorial board meeting earlier this week. The newspaper says Governor Murphy called the Senate president's remarks out of line and praised Platkin. A legislative panel recently found Murphy's administration mishandled Brennan's allegations that Matt Alvarez sexually assaulted her. Kentucky Fried Chicken will debut a new menu item next month. KFC's Cheetos Chicken Sandwich will debut on Monday, July 1st. It includes a chicken filet with plenty of Cheetos, mayonnaise, and Cheetos sauce. KFC says the sandwich is dangerously cheesy and finger-licking good.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.